more information about this episode, check out the explicit version of my autobiography or the explicit version of any one of those plans I have. My special guest today, both her parents were addicted to drugs. So we'll talk about it from the child's point of view, and we'll talk about addiction from the parent's point of view, because I'm the parent that had drug addictions. I always talk about views. Your view matters, her view matters, my view matters. Everybody's view matters, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different views, and this will be some real live shit. All right, check it out. This is just the introduction. The rest of the episode is about to begin now. Hey, my name is Larry Ife. This is episode 174. It is called Drug Addict Parenting. Here's the deal. I got a special guest today, and I asked her to come on the podcast because addiction is a crazy thing, and sometimes it helps to see things from both sides. So in her case, both her parents were dealing with drug addictions, so she's going to be able to tell you what it's like from a child's point of view, having parents or a parent that was addicted to drugs. And then I will step in and chime in because I am a parent who is dealing with drug addiction. And I can give you the inside scoop from that side. So, matter of fact, you want me to start off? I'll start. My guest here is Janetta Ruth Minter. But here's the deal. I'll start off. It's the first podcast, so I'll start off this time. And what I'll say is this. It's going to be very interesting because I've never really talked to kids whose parents or parents had drug addictions. I only know it from my side. So it'll be very interesting. So from my side, I know that I have problems with addictions, drug addictions, crack, powder, dealt with drinking, porn addictions. And I know that I spent a lot of time doing that stuff and I was very selfish and I was not aware of my kids' feelings and what they were going through. So this is a chance for me to see what the child's point of view was, because from my point of view, I had addictions and I had to deal with it and I was working on it and I kept telling people, give me a break, I'm trying. But kids don't understand that stuff sometimes. They don't understand the parent's trying or what a parent's going through. And sometimes the parent doesn't even say what they're going through. So, like they say, without further ado, or adieu, or whatever it is, I'm going to have Janetta say how her experience was, how she felt about her parents and about her situation. Matter of fact, here, I'm going to let her tell it.
Well, that is quite interesting. I don't know. Actually, I never really looked into expressing how I felt about my true feelings on how I felt about my mom or even my dad doing drugs. I guess there are several different layers of feelings that you go through. Possibly from, you know, feeling discouraged and sad to manipulating. I learned manipulation from my parents doing drugs. We knew, me and my siblings, for my mom, we knew that, you know, once she lit it up, you know, you could tell by her face or, you know, we can tell by the smell. When she was high and where she was doing drugs, so we knew for us that she, once she started, she definitely didn't want to stop or be interrupted. So we often took that opportunity, that time to ask what we wanted. Like, oh, would we rather it was $10, rather it was to go to a store, to go to a friend or whatnot. We knew that was a time that we definitely, almost certainly, 100% of the time, it's going to be a yes answer. It's going to be, and I guess in a sense, we were kind of like rooting for her to be high, because you're looking for, oh, yes, this is it. This is our time, you know, whatever it may be, because when she was sober, oh, please note, that is nothing you're going to get away with. So I honestly, I don't even see a sadness from me from looking back at my childhood about, you know, really what mentally problems that she possibly could be going through, the sadness or the defeat that she probably felt in that situation. So I, you know, we definitely took advantage of that.
So quick question here. Once again, like I said earlier, as a parent, I was going through things based on my childhood and based on me just being stupid and making dumb choices. So from the child's point of view, you say it never crossed your mind that even it never crossed your mind that maybe your mom was going through something. It just was like, hey, it's just an addiction in general, and it is what it is.
See, even that, I really haven't. I don't think it. I took more time to even look at it, even being my 10 years. And knowing what was going on, I never took me like, oh, my mom, I should probably ask her how she's doing today. She's probably hurt. We didn't even look at it as, oh, you're going through something because you're doing drugs. I guess we kind of look at it as that was one of her habits. That was just like maybe possibly doing the alcohol. We don't really look at it as a kid. From my perspective, after we try to manipulate, we're not really even caring. So in a sense, I guess I was feeding to that addiction in a sense, because I'm unconsciously rooting on for you to do more drugs so that I can get away with whatever I need to do. And you still going through whatever you was going through, the parent by themselves.
So here's another point then that I want to bring up is the fact that people just say, sometimes people just say that it's the parents' responsibility to talk to the kids and let the kids know what's going on. And you know me, I always tie things into the Bible somehow. And the Bible says openly confess to one another, and that way you get healing. So when I got into the Bible more, that's when I began to open up and talk to my kids about it and tell them, this is what Daddy's going through. This is what I've been through. This is what I'm doing. And it actually helped. My younger kids understand, but they don't understand. The older kids understand a little bit more. So my question to you is, as you got older and you look back on the addictions that your mom dealt with, do you kind of wish now that you had asked, what would have benefited you? What would have made it put you in a position where you could have maybe been a little bit more helpful or whatever? Would have been more helpful if your mom had actually talked to you about it, or if you had actually asked your mom? Did your views change on her and her addiction as you got older and you're able to look back, or not really?
Okay, I see.
That's a lot of questions. Take one of them. I threw three at you. Just take one or two at a time.
I was just about to say that. That was a couple questions. But yeah, actually, I do wish that I know what I know now. I do wish I could have been more of a support system, more of a, oh, mom, you did good this week. You didn't do no drugs. You didn't get high. Because my mom was what we call a functioning addict. She had a regular job. Actually, she worked with kids. In fact, she was a noon aide, so a lunch aide. And then she was just there just in case the kids was tardy. So she was the one that was in the front, which is crazy. She was in the forefront. So she was good at her job, for one. And she loved her job for two. And so when the school had shut down, this was really opened up for her to have so much more time. And I believe that idle time is really what was the end result of her going downhill and catching other diseases and not her body not being able to fight. So I do, for that question, I do wish that I could have talked to her, want to know exactly what avenues that she had went through to place her here, because she has a crazy testimony. You know, my mom was adopted, and then she went back later on as a teenager and met her birth mother and was around her birth siblings. And I wonder if that was affected by that. Not only was she adopted, she was adopted by a couple. However, the mother had shortly died after. And so then not only was she was adopted, she was now adopted by and was being raised by a single father. And so that could have also been a toll on her for not having a mother, and for you know, losing a mother twice, actually, if you was to look at it. And so I definitely think that I wish we could have talked, or I wish I would have got to really know who my mother was, because me looking back on her, I don't know her. You know, I don't know her testimony. She was molested, I know about. And it's just so many layers to a person that once they die, or, you know, you're separated, you kind of think like, oh, I wonder was about this, or I wonder if I should have asked that question. So that for me It's questions that I'll probably always have. Like, I wonder the what's if about my mom. And for me, so that I can be a better daughter and I could understand the addiction process a little more. If that can answer some of your question.
That did, because I usually like to give, you know, me, I like to give advice on certain things. And I like to end episodes with some good advice. And this is about the parent's view and the child's view on addiction. So right there, she just gave you the child's view and some advice on what to do if you're a child and your mother or father has an addiction. Maybe just ask a question. Just try to stay, you know, she said a good point about just ask. Your mom or dad are still humans. They have problems. And as you get older, no one just grows up and says, hey, I want to be addicted to drugs or alcohol. Mm-hmm. They didn't just want that. So as they were kids, like some of you were kids, they got older, had problems, became dealt with addictions. So just remember that if you're a kid, just maybe if you really want to take some time, ask your mom or dad how they're doing, or just maybe ask them to open up about it. And from a parent's point of view, I'll say this. Once I opened up about it with my kids, it made our relationship a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. It took away a lot of shame and guilt. And once again, when it comes to the Bible and things of spiritual nature, spiritually, if your soul is disconnected with your kids and you feel embarrassed and ashamed, you just want to get more high and just stay high because mm-hmm. you're embarrassed.
The enemy. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And even though your kids may not know what's going on, and all they do is, actually, your kids are going to see you maybe not like you more because they're seeing you getting high more and more. Regardless, they're people just like anybody else. Their view matters, your view matters. You know, I was going to slip that in there. But yeah, matter of fact, this is about to get heavy. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure we do another episode with Janetta Ruth here because I got some more information, but I wanted to just crack the ice a little bit, get you guys thinking, get her thinking. And then from the child's point of view, and get me thinking from the adult point of view. Not the adult, the parent point of view. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm the adult in this situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is it. I'm going to let her say some last words. And then, you know, I always do. You know what? She's going to do the last words. But I'm going to end it how I usually end it. And I'm going to say, that is a wrap for episode 174. And I have no fucking clue what 175 is. But when I know, you already know, I'm going to let you know. See, that's how I usually end it. But she's such a special guest. I'm going to let her end it with a couple closing words. And when she's done, I'm just going to hang up. And that'll be it.
Well, I just appreciate you, Larry, for having me here and speaking with this, because this is new for me. And, you know, we definitely are looking out to help one another. And that's all I have to say. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, true to my word, I'm hanging up.
Peace.